Hello, and welcome to Yousef Stoop. I'm Yousef Dave. We come to the stoop to grow mentally, physically, and spiritually. Whatever the area of today, may you leave healed and ready to take on your day. I love you. Blessings. Wow. Hey, how you doing? It is wonderful to be here with you right now. I really want to start this episode off by saying God is good and that we will actually be discussing how to exude gratitude when it comes to God. Like, you got to really think about where you've been, what you've seen, what you've encountered, how it molded you, how it shaped you. Then you have to go into the aspect of where you are, the things that you've accomplished, acknowledging that you are past what was before you and you have so much ahead of you. And then thinking about where you're going. What does it look like? Knowing that your journey is truly unique and identified to you. And when it comes to having gratitude, it's just constantly being thankful, waking up saying thank you, in the middle of the day saying thank you, and like looking at the simple things and appreciating that they're not these extreme complexities. Because sometimes we get so wrapped up in what our mind is holding on to, we don't really pay attention to the things that we aren't looking at, the things that we cannot see. And I think that is when gratitude is very, very important and it becomes the most prevalent. If you think about it, the way that you yourself begin to change and begin to show gratitude affects the mindsets that's around you. That's where the whole concept of like-minded people comes from. And when you find like-minded people, you end up becoming beneficial to them and they become beneficial to you. And I mean, if we look at it truthfully, that's the whole purpose of creating a community. And when a community is like-minded all around, this shifting and sowing begins that leaves behind things that can be bloomed for future and present generations, honestly. Because once you start it, it begins, it germinates, it passes on. So spreading gratitude is the key. Now, with that in mind, you have to look at what gratitude means for you. So if you had to explain it to somebody, how would you put it into a nice gift wrap present for them? Take a moment, think on that, and I'll be right back with you to continue our conversation. Gratitude on every level. Welcome back. As we were in our intermission, I was thinking, it's interesting how our upbringing can really shape how we look at life, the lifestyle that we choose, how we go about things. And I think that our perspectives that we develop in our upbringings lets us know what's our true worth when it comes to how we feel about gratitude. And you could be somebody who is used to keeping their head down, that wants to work, make money, get a home, create a family, and not be bothered. Or you could be someone who is of encouraging status, who wants to shine a light, who wants to redistribute the understanding of peace. But that doesn't mean that either person's gratitude is any less than the other. What you really have to do is be comfortable with knowing your stance when it comes to what your gratitude is and why you go after having that gratitude. And that relates back to what we're talking about with where you've been, where you are, and where you're going. Your personal identity is what defines your gratitude. And you have to be okay with being vulnerable, with understanding that if I'm grateful, if I have gratitude, I can create a whole nother spectrum for myself. I can open brand new doors. And in opening those doors, you can change generational things that have been happening long before you were even here. And you can change the world. So gratitude is as powerful as you allow it to be. The question is, are you willing to step into your authority and to hold your gratitude like a torch? Thank you for coming. Yusef Stoop is always welcome to you. Peace and love.